The player's anonymity in terms of the 34 before the tribunal has been a huge focus for us, you know, on behalf of the players. I can understand why the remainder of the players wouldn't want to play if it meant exposing those guys at this late stage. So, and that's just finding a solution that works for everyone, which is not easy.
That was the AFL PA's Ian Prendergast on the identity of some of these players. He was on the Morning Glory this morning. Scotty Lucas, the captain, not so obvious. We know him as the Knob, SEN commentator,
is this the first
of
time?
Course. Yeah, first time in 2015. Player managers, got a couple down there at the Bombers, right in the middle of all this. And former Essendon great joins us. G'day, Knob.
Good evening, boys.
Scotty, how the hang on? Shouldn't say that.
You're on radio,
how
mate.
How have you been?
Yeah, well, going well.
Hey, Scotty, we were just talking off here a moment ago that you've got a couple of players mixed up in with yeah. the, or not mixed up, but playing with the Essendon Football Club that you look after their affairs. One's on record have not been going through the program in David Zaharakis. Does the player situation differ from player to player in relation to this issue, from your understanding?
Look, it certainly differs in the sense of the pressures that the players are under, hence those that received the infraction notices and then those that didn't. What you do have is them with a high level of empathy for their teammates that are going through this. And I think that's the key of where it's at the minute. You've got those in 2012 that have received infraction notices that are going through a tribunal hearing in the minute, and those that were involved in 2012 didn't go through the program, hence didn't receive an infraction notice, who, if they were to play the practice matches whilst their teammates are provisionally suspended, basically reveal the identity of those that did receive. Hence, as a unified club, and that's the one thing we can talk about, despite what has happened, it's been an extremely unified club where everyone has stuck together very closely. Those players certainly don't want to do that. Don't want to leave their teammates high and dry. One in, all in. We'll support you and we'll sit it out as well.
So, Scotty, if back in the day you're playing, you're one of the players who wasn't involved with the supplements program. You stood back and watched it all happen. Now you're one of the clean skins, I guess, for lack of a better term, in that team. So your position is, no way. We do this one in, all in. That's the way you'd play it.
Yeah, it is. Look, personally, take out the fact that I played for Essendon. And I think if you asked the majority of players at other clubs and provided this scenario, that they'd say, yeah, we wouldn't play.
Scotty, if you're another club, and I'm talking 17 other clubs that have a vested interest in whatever happens, if the players don't play, do you think penalty should be given to the Bombers?
Look, it's a tough one. This hearing started and it's been ongoing, so... Whilst they've been issued with infraction notices for alleged breaches, they're not in charge of the timeline or governing the timeline in which the decision is handed down. So whilst, in a sense, there is a level of responsibility with them, there's also that they haven't dictated the timing of this. And certainly, they don't want to jeopardise prejudice an outcome should they be found guilty, with the option of penalties potentially backdated. So I absolutely understand every other club, particularly St Kilda, who is the most obvious one because they play them in the first NAB Challenge, really disappointed that they may face an anything less than 100% strong Essendon team. But if you do look at the Essendon situation, I'm not sure what other alternative there is to it.
Scotty, we know ASADA, they don't care. They're bound by WADA rules, so they say this has got to happen. The AFL, on the other hand, they've shown that they can make little rules here and there that aren't necessarily in the guidebook. If you were the AFL, what would you say is okay to do? I mean, you understand every part of this. You understand being a player. You understand the WADA stuff and that they are bound by their laws. What would you do if you were in the AFL, headquarters at the moment? What's your plan?
Well, it appears that they're trying to work out a solution that supports the players, but also doesn't take away from the preparations that St Kilda are facing. And there's been some talk of those players in 2012 that haven't received infraction notices not having to play. yet those that have been since been drafted to the club available to play. I guess from a club point of view, and you look at it, the issues around players that haven't been part of the pre-season, in effect, are ring-ins. Are they adequately prepared to play AFL, the insurance that's associated with that? Should one of them be injured? And so there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved, I imagine, between the club, the play association and the AFL that enables the game to go ahead. I think, more broadly, the AFL will do everything they can, support the players, but do what they can to get a game up and about.
Scotty, do sitting out matches really matter in the pre-season? Will it affect their pre-season?
I don't think, my view as a player is, and chatting to clubs in my role as a player manager, is that most clubs will play their senior players in two of the three.
Yeah.
A lot will play younger players in the first one. So I don't think the first game, if none of them were to play, would adversely affect their preparation. Should this drag out and they don't play at all in the pre-season, it would have a great impact on their ability early in the year. If you think of who they come up against having not played footy, then it really can compromise their season, because we see teams get off to a great start and maintain that momentum. We've also seen teams get off to a poor start and never recover.
We spoke about this at length many times. Can you believe we're in this situation that possibly Essendon and the AFL haven't got a contingency plan in place a couple of weeks away from the first game?
Look, I'm sure whilst the plan hasn't been decided upon, I would be very surprised if this hasn't been discussed.
Oh, no, it's been discussed. We know that. But surely the AFL would have been on the front foot. If they had something in concrete that was actually going to work, they would have presented it to everybody by now.
Look, I'm sure they present, like anything, Ox, and we've seen throughout this, there's a lot of negotiating going on. And when you get two groups that have a certain view on how something should unfold, and when they're differing views, then we come to a stalemate in many ways and have to work through it.
Hey, Scotty, I want to ask you both, actually. The Saints have got a young list. They want to play. You know, they want to get out there and see some of these kids getting around. What do we do for them? What's the best option? I want to ask you both. They don't want ring-ins, putting an Essendon jumper on, running around pretending to be Essendon. That doesn't do anyone any good. Is there a chance we can get a VFL All-Stars team and just say, boys, this is the best we can do? I'd watch it. I'd watch the VFL All-Stars playing the Saints.
Just abandon the game. Just don't worry about it.
But the Saints are they want to play.
They can play a little intra-club game. I don't have a problem with it.
What the Saints will want, if it's not going to work out, is clarity on the situation as soon as possible so that they can potentially play their best team in their first, or if that's their first game, I know it's staggered, but rest their older players in that game knowing that their other two hit-outs are the full complement. Mm. It's when you're not sure until the last minute and you've rested players the week before and then they've got a substandard opposition that they haven't had enough practice match. So I do know that they need to arrive at a conclusion as soon as possible. So in fairness to the Saints and the other teams that the Bombers face, they can come to the right outcome, or as good an outcome as can be achieved. Yeah. Because, I mean, the number one thing, who would have thought when this broke 2 years ago that we'd be still talking about it as we are?
Scotty, you're the 1,000th person I've heard say exactly that. You're the 1,000th. Hey, good to get you back on the airwaves, and look forward to seeing you in the studio, mate, for 2015.
Looking forward to it, boys.